Good morning, 7:50 here on the Mighty 690. Time to check in with Coffeyville City Manager Mark Hall. How are you doing, sir?
Good, and it's always great to be here.
Absolutely, and hey, because you're here, it means we have a meeting coming up, right?
Yes, we have a meeting tonight at 6:30, and if you're needing assistance, if you'll go down the sidewalk to the customer service door and go through that door, and turn to your left, there's an elevator, and if you take that to the second floor, that's where the commission room is.
Excellent. So what are we looking at here on the agenda?
I was going to say the consent agenda contains minutes, and then it's our appropriations, which is us paying our bills.
Yep.
Commissioner York usually goes over those because seeing something with $5,955,000, you tend to know, what is that?
Uh-huh.
And so he explains that's largely due to our electricity.
Sure.
And it kind of goes in and comes out, but he'll go over those. And then we have comments, and any citizen is welcome. We learn each time a citizen brings something to the commission. It is one of those that we can only get better if we hear from you. There is some things we can't do, and there's some things that we can't. So that's a good time to come and talk to the commission. There's not any public hearings, not any old business, but new business. We have some things that'll save taxpayers money, but first
is, like that.
is for commission consideration is resolution 2280, and that is the IAFF, which is the fire union agreement, and so that's for commission consideration. And then we move to 2281 is a resolution to purchase equipment from Conrad Fire Equipment for the Coffeyville Fire Department. And what that is a grant from Plains All-American Pipeline. And, of course, well, as we were talking, it is one of those, anytime we get a grant, saves taxpayers money.
Sure.
So the next item is Resolution 2282, and that is authorize a purchase of rope rescue equipment, and that's a grant from Farm Credit Services for the fire department. And we move on to 2283, and for commission's consideration is the Coffeyville Police Department to utilize the Coronavirus Emergency Supplemental Fund to purchase 7 Kenwood radios, and that is in the form of a grant. It has a matching part in it, but that's for radios for the fire department. And then we move to Resolution 2284, and that's for commission's consideration is to authorize the Coffeyville Police Department to purchase 3 Dodge Chargers. And we're to explain the city in our police vehicles are our first responder that is a line car. We rotate those.
Okay.
And we have a rotation, and that way we purchase a certain amount every year to keep that rotating. And it usually this rotation is about that'll come back around in about 4 or 5 years. So what's purchased tonight or authorized tonight for commission consideration is the purchase, and then we'll look at those again 5 years from now.
Okay, and then what do you do with the vehicles that go like out of rotation? Do you sell those off, or how does that work?
We look at both options.
Okay.
It is one of those, the police cars, it's not so much the mileage, it is the hours on the engine.
Sure.
Which, yep. That is, we look at either a trade-in and see what we can get from the dealership, or we put those up for sale.
Okay.
So,
Gotcha.
Sometimes we actually keep those and put them offline cars for other uses in the police department.
Sure.
But then we have a resolution to environmental use control agreement, and this is with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, and it is for the Brownsville Bike Trail, and that just allows us control and the ground that's being used for that bike trail. So then we move to the city manager's report, and that's where I sum up what's kind of going on and, you know, inform the commission what departments are doing. But it's a busy agenda, and the great thing is, like I said again, is the grants, which saves taxpayers' money.
Sure. No, that's always good. And Mark, as we have about a minute or so left here, I know we had Caney lifted their water emergency. How are we looking as far as our water situation here?
Our situation, we're keeping in watch. That is just going through, but we've had rains up north, which the reservoirs, there's three up north that affect the river and Coffeyville. And they've received rain, and of course there's less evaporation due to the cold. So everything is doing great. This was that period of watch was going through not knowing what would happen when we get into the winter mode. And of course in the winter there's a lot less water used, simply because if you use it outside it'll tend to freeze. So We're there. We just want to keep watching it, and everybody has done great. Coffeyville, you just have been fantastic, and so we're in good shape. We'll probably remove that watch pretty soon, but it is one of those that we just keep watching it in case something should change, but it looks like we made it through.
Very good. All right. Well, City Manager Mark Hall, always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure to be here in Coffeyville. Stay safe. Travel safe over this Thanksgiving holiday. You're very important to us, and we hope everyone has a great Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks, sir.
Thank you.